This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An airline employee in the U.S. city of Seattle, Washington, stole a plane, flew it, and performed stunts before crashing it into an island on Friday. Paul Pastor is the local sheriff.
There was no indication that he did this to threaten anybody. There's no indication of any kind of terrorist link or anything like that. Apparently, he was in contact with the tower while he was flying the airplane.
The plane was owned by Horizon Air, an affiliate of Alaska Airlines. The Seattle-Tacoma International Airport was briefly shut down as the incident unfolded. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen says it will investigate the airstrike that hit a bus full of school children, but the UN wants an independent investigation. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The airstrike hit a bus carrying the kids as it went through a market on Thursday. The Houthi faction, which controls the area, says an additional 11 adults were killed in the attack, bringing the total to at least 51 dead. Saudi coalition says it will investigate, which is an apparent change in tone. They originally said it was a legitimate military action against their Houthi enemies, who they alleged were using children as human shields. The UN is calling for an independent investigation, which was praised by the Houthis, although the UN's also criticized that side for indiscriminate attacks of their own. On Friday, the UN said its human rights coordinator for the war also appears to have been blocked from returning to Houthi territory without explanation.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. The Trump administration is doubling steel tariffs on Turkey starting Monday. The news caused the Turkish currency to hit its worst one-day loss in a decade. Ties between the countries have been strained as Washington is urging Ankara to release Andrew Brunson, an American pastor currently detained on terrorism charges. This is VOA News. A mother and daughter deported to El Salvador from the U.S. this week flew back to the United States hours after a U.S. federal judge ordered their return and threatened to hold top officials in contempt if they failed to comply with his order. The two are among several victims of gang and domestic violence in Central America who are fighting deportation from the U.S. after their asylum applications were rejected in recent weeks. U.S. President Trump took to Twitter, praising Mexico while threatening Canada. The tweets referenced efforts to renegotiate the terms of the North American Free Trade Agreement, also known as NAFTA. The tone of his comments about Mexico was friendly, considering previous comments about Mexico and accusing Mexican migrants of being criminals. In a different tact with Canada, Mr. Trump tweeted about their tariffs and what he called trade barriers, which he said are far too high. Canada responded, saying they are protecting Canadian interest. A newspaper in the U.S. city of Boston is calling on other newspapers around the country to respond to President Trump's frequent attacks on the news media. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
The Boston Globe is asking newspapers across the U.S. to publish editorials next Thursday, the 16th, denouncing what it calls a dirty war against the free press. The Globe asks other papers to take the stand regardless of their politics and whether they generally are for or against the president's policies. President Trump often characterizes the media as fake news and journalists as his true political opponents. I'm Tim McGuire.
A jury in the U.S. state of California has ordered agribusiness giant Monsanto to pay $289 million to a school groundskeeper dying of cancer, saying the company should have provided a label warning that its weed killer could cause cancer. Monsanto denies their product is a carcinogen. Wildfires in the U.S. state of California continue to rage as one blaze in the southern part of the state has come within mere meters of residential areas and destroyed more than 7,000 hectares of national forest land. California Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency in Orange and Riverside counties, where Forrest Clark was arrested and charged with arson in connection with the fires. Orange County Superior Court Commissioner Vicki Hicks read the charges against Clark.
Mr. Clark is charged in several counts involving arson, aggravated arson,
it's a lie.
criminal threats. These are just allegations, sir.
Local reports say the suspect 2 weeks ago sent an email to a volunteer fire chief in the area saying this place is going to burn. French police detained two officials from a German association that operates a campsite in southern France, where flooding danger prompted evacuations and a man was reported missing. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.